and welcome to Love Your Life Now. My name is Sonia Sophie. This is podcast number 19. Today we are talking about omegas, 3s, 6s, and some other things that go along with that. And today I am here with the beautiful...
Tina Thornton.
The amazing...
Sabine Isayan.
And the graceful...
Christina Sturgeon Powers.
And you are...
Sonia Sophie! The all-encompassing.
The vibrant, vivacious Sonia Sophie.
Okay, so who wants to start talking about omegas? We did this last week and it was so amazing. We're going to actually do it again next week because there's so much to talk about. So what do you feel was the most important thing we talked about?
I think probably one of the biggest things is just being in the United States and having our diet is so skewed with omega-6s because of all the vegetable fats that we get in our diet. We probably couldn't eat enough omega-3s and enough fish oil to counteract the balance there. We could get to, what is it, what would you think, 1 to 2 at this point? If we had, as far as a ratio, to just kind of turn around the ratio that we have with omega-6s?
Yeah, you definitely want to try to have that. And it might be worse for some people because one thing I am aware of now is that processed foods, and many of them do contain the vegetable oils and those types of things, and anything you're getting from a fast food joint is drenched with those types of oils that have a lot more omega-6 a lot more omega-6 than omega-3, and therefore not only are you not getting any good nutrients, but also you are really tipping that balance into the negative. And so just by eating the standard American diet, you are not getting enough of the omega-3s like we used to when we were eating a more natural diet.
So the processing of the food is causing the omega-3s to kind of disappear, right?
The processing and the pushing out of the foods that would... otherwise obtain that and where we would otherwise get that.
Okay.
Yeah. And replacing that with the processed foods who have tons of omega-6 and tons of sugar. And that combination creates what's called silent inflammation. Mm-hmm. And silent inflammation is even worse than that type of inflammation that actually hurts you. Because when it hurts, you're eventually going to at least attempt to fix it. And it's called silent inflammation because it does not hurt. But that is the perfect breeding ground for cancers and diabetes and autoimmune diseases. Yeah, exactly.
So what's the job of the omega-3, if we were to simplify it? For people to know, okay, people are encouraging us to take omega-3s. Mm-hmm. What is its purpose in the cell?
Okay. That would not be simplifying it.
Right.
So to simplify it would be make sure that you get rid of the oils that are vegetable, canola, sunflower seed oil. And a lot of people think that the sunflower seed oil is very healthy because it's from the sunflower. Mm-hmm. The sunflower seed itself is very healthy. It's one of the perfect foods. The oil, the process of getting the oil out is not good in that particular case. And so canola oil, sunflower seed oil,
corn oil,
yeah. Oh my gosh,
genetically modified,
all of those oils, get those out. Basically the oils that we didn't mention in our what are good fats, don't eat those because they are the ones who are causing that. And so when we just remember that those types of oils also increase inflammation in the body, and omega-3 helps decrease the inflammation in our body.
Yeah.
That's the simplification.
Perfect, yeah. Awesome.
Right? So that's why you want to have it.
Omega-3s are going to help you, disinflammation. Help you heal, quiet down the inflammation
exactly.
in your body. Perfect.
Give the membrane of the cells integrity, have information being able to pass in and out of the cells more efficiently. Even like blood vessels, if we're building with a fast food diet, we're going to have flaking off in the blood vessels, and it's going to, our body's going to try to patch itself, repair itself from stress with whatever oils we're getting in the body. So if we're putting an inferior oil in our body, like more of those vegetable oils, there's a flaking off that happens in the vessels, and we could, I mean, literally, we're able to have French fries or have a fast food meal, and we can talk about when we check in with, if we take a look at all the heart attack patients that were admitted into the emergency room, the statistic is incredibly high. I don't know, but 75% of them had a fast food meal or French fries directly before they had a heart attack mm-hmm. episode. It can cause your vessels to constrict down immediately.
Yeah. So omega-3 fatty acids, particularly also in the form of fish oil, promote healthy joints, mm-hmm. optimal neural development, and function. Okay, so that's all about the brain. Mm-hmm. Okay, and maintaining good bone health also. And many studies indicate that omega-3s also help the body maintain a normal, healthy inflammatory response. We talked about that, mm-hmm. but also it's an important structural component of the retina. And so it's therefore essential for your eye, for mm-hmm. eyes, for good eyesight. Mm-hmm. So it's really, I mean, this is something that we really, really need in our diet. And going from that, when we're looking at how it's helping us get built up, now we got to go into early childhood development. Yeah. So for children, it's extremely important yes. to have enough omega-3 fatty acids in our diet, okay, in their diet. And I know that Dr. Barry Sears, mm-hmm. so I want to introduce him really quickly. Dr. Barry Sears is the person that, if you might have heard of the Zone diet. And when I heard of the Zone diet, I was in a store and I saw the bars there. And I said, well, you know, this is just the same thing as everyone else. I don't have to even look into that. And I don't want to eat any more fake bars. So I never looked into that until I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And his talk was one of the longest talks sent to us. And actually, it was about 180 minutes. I mean, it was a long talk. But I listened to it many, many times because it was so eye-opening. And he was focusing in on the omega-3, omega-6, and the whole inflammatory issue, and did so many studies of working with the fish oil in particular, or, you know, with the omega-3s. And one of the things that he teaches, or that he had found out, was that, for instance, the fat cell, when we have this silent inflammation, what happens is the fat cell becomes like a sponge that can suck fat in, or sucks energy in, mm-hmm. and the doors are closing and no energy can get out. So the person increases their body fat percentage over time. Whatever they're eating gets turned into body fat. They cannot really generate energy to work out. So if this person even attempts to work out, they will fatigue and they will have to eat something more to continue working out, or even to just live, because whatever else they're eating in the moment and they don't use it right that moment gets trapped in the fat cell.
Yeah.
Now he calls this, and he calls the obesity a disease. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he says, let's look at obesity as a disease because it's a precancerous, pre-diabetic state. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he calls the adipose tissue a cancerous tissue. Mm-hmm. So if you suspect that you are suffering from that your fat trap kind of has been switched, where you know you're not eating a lot, but you literally cannot walk or do heavy work without eating, and you know you should be able to run a whole marathon because you're carrying extra energy with you, then probably that's what's happened. Your adipose tissue is now inflamed. Mm-hmm. And that inflammation is something that can be helped only with getting that omega-3, omega-6 mm-hmm. back into balance and letting that heal so that the fat cells can start releasing body fat. Mm-hmm. So that was the one thing he was really big on. And the other thing was that children with ADHD, when they got a really high dose, more than what's recommended out there, when they got a really high dose of fish oil every day, from the day they started taking it till the day they stopped taking it, they were significantly better. They actually weren't anything different than any other considered healthy child. So that is, you know, amazing, because fish oil or omega-3s help in the development of the children and of the brain and of the eyes and everything. And so, okay, it makes sense, but we need to know that and we need to get the word out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I can speak to that specifically because I had the experience with my two children and one educator at my son's school when he was in kindergarten wanted to recommend that he be placed on Ritalin. And they wanted to diagnose him and my daughter with ADHD and ADD. Now, they were never, I mean, I clearly know the clinical terms, and they were just very hyperactive, let's say, or very curious kids who didn't want to be sitting in chairs all day. And that's not going to work very well in an institutional school setting. But there was no way I was going to be prescribing Ritalin to my children. So I looked into the, you know, holistic healers and all kinds of other things and read on my own. And what I found was evening primrose oil, which, you know, as the omega-3s. And I mean, we can even, I guess I want to even further ask you about the omega-9s too, because I know that kind of plays a whole thing in there. But that's what we worked on among a couple other supplements. And my children were never prescribed Ritalin, do very, very well in school. And we didn't stay on the evening primrose well. I'm hoping that the diets that I provided with them mm-hmm. balanced that out, because I did know the what American diets are, let's say, what's the word, deficient, the highest deficiency is the oils, mm-hmm. the omega fatty acids, and I guess particularly the omega-3.
Yeah.
So I knew that all along when they were very small from just the literature I had read, and never had an attention problem.
And just imagine how many children could be saved from Ritalin if we were only giving them a chance to develop naturally by just feeding them the foods that they were supposed to eat in the first place, and the standard American diet. And you know, if you're listening to this, most likely you already have found out for yourself that the standard American diet is not what you want to eat. But just to, you know, if you're talking to someone that hasn't swayed from that yet, those are some of the things that people need to know out there. They just need to know. That's why we're doing this podcast, by the way, because we just want to help spread that information, because you never know who really needs to find out about it that doesn't know about it yet.
Yeah. And well, we know the standard American diet is now in Beijing. It's in Frankfurt. It's all over the world, because they're adapting our fast food chains. They're adapting our way of eating. So we can really almost talk about it being a world situation now. Well, and our children, mm-hmm. too. Like, if we didn't have those oils when we were pregnant, it's very, very clear that if those fats are missing in the gestation process while we're carrying our child, that it leads itself to heart disease, cancer later mm-hmm. on in life. This is something that unfolds later, not only dealing with ADHD or ADD or things that would affect the child, but it affects that child becoming an adult too.
Well, and I have to think there are so many people out there who don't know. I mean, I'd like to think that I read a lot. I was trying mm-hmm. to find the best nutritional options for myself during pregnancy and with my children and now as an adult. But even just the conversations we've had in the last few months about the oils and adding oil into my own particular diet, those were things I took out of my diet.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. and it had been absent in mm-hmm. my diet for many, many years, the oils.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when we started training that way in the United States, our doctors started prescribing that way. And I think it was Dwight D. Eisenhower's heart attack, and they saw a fantastic opportunity to go in and deal with vegetable fats, removing lard, say, removing butter, removing products like that and replacing them. And then we see spiking right on, I mean, spot on with that time frame, the spike in cancer and the spike in heart disease, and the spike mm-hmm. in chronic disease from mm-hmm. from when we started to go low fat and when we started to replace our fats from what we've been doing traditionally.
And mm-hmm. saturate dairy into, which mm-hmm. adds to the inflammation state.
Which coincides with the spike in obesity.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at, and as Dr. Barry Shear said, let's look at obesity as a disease versus as something where people just, you know, are eating too much, are not taking care of themselves.
Right.
No, people have been misinformed and have been told that, you know, this is what you should be eating, and it's on the TV, and it's in movies, and it's in the magazines. Everything is suggesting that you should eat the standard American diet way. Every movie that you watch, the kids are eating cornflakes for breakfast, and then they're drinking orange juice with that. And that's suggesting to us that, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. That's what's normal. And so people have been misinformed. They're not lazy. They're not it's not even that they don't care about themselves. They just don't know what to do because they've been told a bunch of misinformation mm-hmm. that has been filling the money pockets of a few industries. And now this is the time where we have to make it stop because it's not sustainable anymore. I mean, it never was, but it's now at the breaking point, and people need to take that responsibility now to say, okay, what is the right information? And we're hoping to help them find that. And so, you know, that's just key. It's just, if it didn't work in the past, and it didn't, it's probably not going to work in the future, because when you take the fat out of food, fat-free cheese, fat-free mm-hmm. this, fat-free this, you have to add the sugar mm-hmm. to make it taste like anything. So that's exactly what I was mentioning in the beginning. You're taking the fats out, and you're doubling the sugar, you're tripling the sugar, and that combination together creates that chronic silent inflammation.
Yep.
Yeah. And we're not even getting into the whole thing about when we've made the food, because we're grown on such nutrient-depleted soil in the United States, even the foods to start with don't... There's not a taste. People are noticing that they don't even really have a flavor to chicken or a flavor to meat or a flavor to... Our vegetables don't have that wonderful feeling, that wonderful taste that we used to have when we were growing them. And so what a food industry has done, and it's wild because we were dealing with this whole cigarette manufacturer thing going on in cancer. And those same manufacturers realized they pulled the money from cigarette manufacturing, and they invested in chemicals, flavor enhancers, things called excitotoxins that they put back into these foods. So the food companies quickly discovered they don't have to create, they don't have to generate an advertising market. They don't have to go back out and spend advertising dollars to create that population of consumers. They take the existing consumer base and have that consumer base eat excitotoxin-laden foods and find out they're eating more of them.
Yes.
It's no one's fault. Yes. It's not our fault.
No,
it's not...
exactly. It's a hijacking of our brain, quite literally.
Really, yeah.
So why don't we start talking about how we can get omega-3s in our system?
Right? Okay.
The foods.
Yeah.
Right? Before we run out of town.
People are
probably wondering,
right.
Okay, so, I get all this, but where do I get my omega-3s?
Good point. So even in primrose and flaxseed would be two good suggestions for vegans, vegetarians.
Right. And I do know that there's different, just like anything, there's different grades of the Indian primrose oil. They have the liquid form as opposed to some of the gel caps, and they have it in the refrigerator section of any health food store, Sprouts or, you know, regular mom and pop health food store.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so for people who are non-vegan and they're eating their, you know, they can eat fish and all that. So fish.
Fish oil. You know,
actual eating fish.
Oil.
Yeah. Or, I mean, if you want to eat the whole food, then you would be eating wild caught fish.
Wild caught. And that's there is something here, a problem that we have created again as humans. Is we have poisoned our oceans mm-hmm. so much, mm-hmm. particularly with the mercury, and mercury loves fat. So the mercury actually isn't fat. So you really, at this point in time, it's not even the best idea to try to get it from just fish.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a seesaw, it's a balance. Of course, we want to go as natural as possible, but unfortunately, that is going to almost guarantee that there is going to be a bunch of mercury in mm-hmm. there as well. So going to a fish oil extract that has been processed in some way, like the cod liver oil, you know, like we used to take the spoon of cod liver oil I heard about it. I never had to take it, but I know my parents were taking it.
Yeah, too. Yeah. My grandmother too.
Right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
she believed in it.
And then as that and she believed in it for right reasons, mm-hmm. right? So as that was out, and then came the pollution of the ocean. So now we go, and if we're going to buy a fish oil, we have to make sure that mm-hmm. it's been, that the mercury has been taken out, mm-hmm. and that on the bottle it should say EPA/DHA. So that's kind of one of the indicators that it, that the mercury has been filtered out. And at the same time, we have to research and make good decisions about who we're buying that from, because there's cheap stuff and then there's the good stuff. So some research needs to be done when you're deciding which fish oil to get. And so actually with that, we're going to let you know, come back next week. We're going to look at a couple of companies that we, maybe what we're using or something, and we'll share that with you if you want to know, because we are already out of time again. It's amazing. And there's so much more to talk about. So that's why we decided we're going to have another one next week. So this is Sonia Sophie here with
Tina Thornton,
Sabine Isaya,
Christina Sergun Powers.
And we want to remind you to love your life now.